Judiciary has launched an attack on the planned new Judicial Appointments Commission, which will change the way judges are appointed. Now, the new system will see a majority of lay people over lawyers for the first time in appointments to the bench. And today, the body representing the majority of judges in the country called the new proposed system seriously flawed. Then this afternoon, five of the country's top judges have written to An Taoiseach saying the new bill would have serious implications for the administration of justice. Fergal Keane joins me. Is it unprecedented that judges would criticise a proposed piece of legislation in this way?
Yes, it is, as far as living memory goes back anyway, because over the weekend, the president of the High Court, that's Mr Justice Peter Kelly, he strongly criticised the government over its moves through reform, how those judges are appointed, saying that the proposal has been put forward by the government and by Shane Ross in particular were ill-conceived and ill-advised. And then this afternoon, the Chief Justice said that she and the presidents of all the different courts had written a joint letter to the Taoiseach concerning the Judicial Appointments Commission Bill in view of what she said was, quote, the serious implications for the administration of justice. And that was written by the Chief Justice, President of the Court of Appeal, President of the High Court, President of the Circuit Court and of the District Court. So a joint letter written to the Taoiseach's office concerning this bill. Now, on Friday, Mr Justice Peter Kelly, he told a dinner of lawyers that the government was moving on what he said was undue haste in its attempts to change the rules for governing the appointment of judges. And then earlier today, the Association of Judges in Ireland, which represents nearly all the judges in the country, they issued a press statement saying that while they were reluctant to comment publicly, they had decided to do so now because of what they said were the depth of their concerns over this bill. They said they were not opposed to the introduction of changes in the systems appointing judges, but the proposals in the new bill were what they said were seriously flawed. Now, the Association of Judges say that the rationale for a lay majority, as you mentioned, the new commission will have lay members in majority, and a lay chairman had not been explained. It was hard to imagine any other walk of life where the majority of those in an appointment process would come from outside those serving in the area to which appointments are being made. They also went on to say that the statement said the office of the Chief Justice was diminished by the requirement that he or she would be precluded from being chairman of the commission. So the Chief Justice will be on this commission, but they can't be chairman. And they said that they were concerned the proposals might damage the judiciary as an institution, and a flawed appointment system could discourage suitable applicants from coming forward. It would be damaging to the judiciary and the state as a whole.
It's certainly very strong. Now, this is a piece of legislation which is being promoted by Shane Ross, and the Taoiseach has undertaken that this will get through. Will it before the summer recess?
It's going to be fast tracked, and that was a promise made to Shane Ross after the controversy about the appointment of the Attorney General to the Court of Appeal very recently. Now, Shane Ross we asked him to come on the programme today. He didn't want to come on, but he did make a statement to RTÉ News saying that he fully understands the resistance to reform from a strong legal lobby, but he looked forward to a group of non-political, independent citizens working with judges to select suitable people for such important positions. And now, what happens at the moment under the existing legislation is that there is a group there. They take applications, then they put forward seven names for each candidate, each vacancy to the cabinet. But a sitting judge can bypass this system totally and indicate that they are interested in a position for a promotion by a letter to the Attorney General. That bypasses the whole system, and it goes back to a 1961 Act, and that was the way which was used to appoint the Attorney General to the Court of Appeal. Now, this new bill is going to change all that. The Commission will have a lay majority and an independent chair. Now, at the moment, the Commission is made up of all the top judges in the country, plus the AG, and there are three lay
members. It's a majority of judiciary.
It's a complete majority
of
judiciary.
I think it's 8-7, and in the new system it'll be 13, so it'll be 7-6 with lay people, just one in the majority, and an independent chair.
An independent chair, which is a key thing. Now, what will happen, though, is that the Chief Justice can be a member, as I mentioned, but he can't be appointed chairman, or he or she can't be appointed chairman. The Commission will also also have all authority over promotions. So they will get rid of that exception we mentioned whereby people can be appointed in promotions directly by the government. So that way of the Attorney General was appointed to by the Cabinet or the Court of Appeal will no longer be available to them. And the Commission would then put forward three names for each vacancy to the government rather than the current seven. So it is quite a significant change in the way judges are appointed.
Significant opposition, though. Would it be fair to say mostly from legal quarters?
It is mostly from legal quarters so far. The Fianna Fáil have been criticising it, but it's been led by Jim Callaghan, who's himself a senior counsel. It's been promoted by Shane Ross, and it was a key demand in his negotiations for government. The former Attorney General, though, was on radio this morning, Michael McDowell, and former minister as well. He was on saying that he agreed with Judge Peter Kelly's criticism of the bill, and he was very highly critical of Shane Ross as well. Here's part of what he said.
I think he is right, and I think it's a foolish illusion to consider that this kind of advisory body is best composed of people whose primary identifying characteristic is that they do not know how the court systems work on a day-to-day basis. Shane Ross is driving this particular policy. It's not a Fine Gael policy. He is driving it from a personal conviction based on an unfortunate experience he had in the courts himself, that the judiciary exercise their powers and are appointed on the basis of cronyism. That, unfortunately, is a gross untruth. And secondly, it's seeming to create a problem which doesn't exist. All you have to do, Cormac, is look at his book, The Scroungers, and look at the venom towards the judiciary which he exhibits in it himself, and his son-in-law, Nick Webb, wrote this book. A whole chapter of it is devoted to attacking the judiciary and suggesting that they operate and are appointed on the basis of cronyism. That is not true. And I believe that that what is going on here is that Shane Ross is effectively demanding a change in the way the government approaches the appointment of judges based on a personal agenda of his, which is not representative of what has happened in the past and which is not true. I have no problem about a body assessing people and making recommendations to the government. I have no problem with that at all. But I think that that body should be expert. It should know the calibre of the people it's dealing with. It should know their reputation. It should know how they function. It should know their psychological traits. You need professionals to do the job. We need the best judges, and we need a body which is composed of people and chaired by a person which is going to produce the best suggestions to the government so that the government can, in its own turn, exercise its constitutional function of deciding who should be judges and who shouldn't.
Now, that was Michael McDowell, former Attorney General and former Minister, speaking to Cormac O'Hara this morning. We asked Shane Ross to come on to answer that, but he wasn't available today. And in fact, the name of Shane Ross and Nick Webb's book was Wasters, Not Scroungers. And we took a look at it today. I couldn't see any chapter there specifically about the courts.
All right. OK, well, we're going to stay with this story now and talk to Dr. Laura Cahalan. And she's joining me. She's a lecturer in constitutional law at the University of Limerick. Laura, good evening.
Good evening, Mary.
There's an awful lot of heat around this subject at the moment, this whole question of how judges are appointed. And if we take a step back from the heat, and they keep talking about majorities, whether that's legal majorities or lay majorities, at the moment the lawyers or the judiciary have a majority of one, is that right? And they hold the chair.
They have the chair, and all of the, as you mentioned earlier and as Fergal mentioned, all of the heads of the courts are on the body. And there's also a representative from the Law Society and the Bar Council. So at present, there are only three lay persons on that body. So obviously, they don't have much of a say, considering the weight with which the legal members would participate.
What difference will it make to change the dynamic there and have a majority of lay people? And of course, could they be lay people with legal backgrounds, with backgrounds in recruitment and so on at a very high powered level?
They could, of course, and as far as I'm aware, that is the idea of the legislation which is currently proposed, is that the laypersons would have experience of the administration of justice and would be people who would be familiar with the role of a judge and how judges work. And certainly you could build into the legislation requirements that these people be experts, or that certain of them are experienced in HR, experienced in appointments. And it certainly would make a difference in terms of the pool of judges. For in Ireland, for example, we do have a very homogenous judiciary, and research has shown that when judges are in control of these sorts of appointing bodies, then they will always appoint judges in their own image. So if judges are all taken from the same sort of educational background, they've all gone to the same schools, they're from the same sort of higher middle class background, and then you're going to have a repetition of all of these people being appointed. Research has shown that when you involve laypersons in the process, when you have a lay majority, that you get a much more diverse judiciary. And that's probably the main consequence.
Is it possible to get a much more diverse judiciary unless you have a much more diverse legal profession?
Well, that's also a problem in Ireland, is that we do need more diversity in the legal professions generally. But that's something which I suppose is addressing itself, in that there are people from different backgrounds qualifying as lawyers more and more as time goes on. It has yet to trickle up to the levels of the judiciary as of yet.
Why are they all so exercised about it? The Association of Judges, Michael McDougall there on with Cormac O'Hara earlier. Now a letter from the Chief Justice, the President of the High Court, the District Court, the Circuit Court, directly to the Taoiseach. They are very exercised by this proposed piece of legislation. Why?
They are. I mean, as you said, it's a very rare occurrence for judges to speak out like this. It's seen as part of judicial independence not to get involved in a controversy. So generally, they only speak out when they do feel very strongly about it. And as to why exactly they feel so strongly, I mean, the press release itself deals with their, I suppose, the problems that they point to in the new legislation. And their main difficulty seems to be with the lay majority, lay chair, and the fact that the presidents of the District Court and Circuit Court have been left out. But there is an issue with what they've said. For example, I mean, the statement says that the proposals do not accord with international standards. And this is presumably referring to the requirement of a lay majority and a lay chair. And this is something that judges have been massively opposed to all along. But the simple fact is that it is international best practice. And in all jurisdictions where reforms recently have taken place to improve judicial appointments processes, a lay majority and a lay chair have been part of this. We see it in England, in Scotland, in Ontario, for example, which is often pointed to as a useful model. But their other concern about the presidents of the District Court and the Circuit Court not having a place on the new body, that perhaps has more merit. And I believe the reason they were left out of the new commission was to balance the number of laypersons and judicial persons on the commission, and that adding those two persons, you'd then have to add another two laypersons, which would make the whole thing a little more unwieldy.
Sorry, Laura, is there a possibility that they can, in setting up committees for appointments to different courts, that they can bring on board, like the president of the District Court when they're considering appointments to the District Court, or the president of the Circuit Court if they're considering appointments there?
Yes, that is actually envisaged, that they can actually take the advice of the president of the District Court if it was a case that they were appointing a District Court judge. So that's something which, again, is envisaged and can be built into legislation.
If this piece of legislation, or a piece of legislation largely along the lines of what we're talking about, had been in place, would those changes have avoided the sort of controversy that we saw around the appointment of former Attorney General Maura Whelan to the Court of Appeal?
Not really. Ultimately, the government retains the final say on judicial appointments. And unless you have a referendum to amend the constitution, you can't really change that. The bill doesn't actually propose to change the current scenario whereby the government is expected to choose a name from the list of the appointments body, but it's not required to do so. And actually, the current practice is that if the department or if the government departs from the list, then when they publish the name of the successful candidate in Irisha Fagul, there'll be a statement included stating that the person was not recommended by the judicial appointments body. Now, Fianna Fáil's bill that was published before Christmas went a little bit further than that, and they suggested that if the government was to depart from the recommendations of the appointments appointment body, that they'd have to give reasoned decisions for doing so. They'd have to publish a decision for doing so. But again, I suppose that that's only a little deterrent. I suppose the other change which could be made is the requirement that the cabinet as a whole would make the decision. And that's actually what is envisaged by the constitution. When it mentions the word government, it does envisage the cabinet as a whole, rather than the traditional method that we have had of the Taoiseach, the Attorney General and the Minister for Justice making the decision and then simply bringing the name to cabinet.
Dr. Laura Cahalan, thank you very much for joining us from the University of Limerick.